Billy Bradley, B-I-L-L-I-E-B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, 5'18", 55, 69-year-old gentleman from Mahia, M-A-H-I-A, Texas, single, has 7 children. He's a VA patient. He has a history of colostomy because of colon cancer some time ago, period. He was recently hospitalized at the VA hospital with atrial fibrillation. Subsequently, he was placed in the rehab unit, and he was kicked out, in quotation. The lady who takes care of him said they called him to come get him. They didn't even give him his medication because they were tired of his behavior, period. He says that when he had his cancer 2 years ago, he refused all workup and treatment, period. His current medication includes Coric 12.5 once or twice a day, Zoloft 100 milligrams a day, Risperdal 0.5 at nighttime, Tylenol for pain, Senna, Eliquis 5 milligrams a day, and Clonidine 0.1 milligrams twice a day, along with Bistril 50 milligrams as needed, and Zyprexa 5 milligrams, period. Today, his blood pressure is 112 over 68, but his pulse is 170, rechecked with an atrial fibrillation with a TUSAT of 94 to 95%, period. Patient was given the options to go to the emergency room, but she just blatantly refuses to go to the emergency room or to talk to the ambulance drivers. Vaccination up to date per VA. Allergy none. Surgery, has had left knee surgery, right knee surgery, elbow surgery, history of crushed foot, his wheelchair bound, and a recent history of hip fracture, period. He does have a colostomy bag in place, but no exact colostomy in place, but as far as location and type of cancer that he had is not known at this time. The records are supposed to be sent to the clinic, period. He was told by the VA hospital never to return to the VA, but instead go to UNIC, UNIC Hospital in Houston at 713-734-1697. Family history, he says he hasn't seen his mom and dad over 30 years, and after what they did to him, he wants to have nothing to do with them. He doesn't see his children much at all per the caretaker today. His exam is consistent with irregular heart, ronchi, few rounds, shallow breath sounds, soft abdomen, colostomy in place, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa without lesion, lower extremity shows no edema, muscle wasting noted. Assessment, 69-year-old gentleman with history of atrial fibrillation, atherosclerotic heart disease, who probably is going to go into congestive heart failure given his heart rate of 169 to 170. He's refusing hospitalization, refusing to go to the hospital, refusing to be taken by ambulance, period. New paragraph, I'm going to have the hospice nurse come and see him to keep him comfortable, period. We'll place him on O2 and start him on beta blocker, 20 milligram PO to control his symptoms and to keep him as comfortable as possible, period. New paragraph, he has a history of possible history of colon cancer. Records are pending with a colostomy in place, period. New paragraph, status post hip fracture, period. Blood pressure is controlled with the help of current medication, and psychiatric issues, of course, to the point that he was kicked out of the VA hospital remains to be his biggest problem, including refusing to go to the hospital. Thank you.